Hi, this is Kevin Baldwin from Baldwin & Vernon, and today I want to talk to you about making a complaint to HR. Ever since I've been doing employment law since 1997, one of the most common questions I have from folks is, should I make a complaint to HR? And the answer is, maybe. And the reason is because you have to understand, HR does not work for you. HR works for the company. I've had cases where I've had individuals testify under oath, individuals who represent some of the largest companies in America and one of the largest companies in the world who work in HR. And in both those cases, they said, our primary job is to protect the employer, not the employee. So you need to keep that in mind when you're making an HR complaint. Now, I'm not talking to union folks out there. Union folks, you have a different set of protections. Your protections come under your collective bargaining agreement. So all I'm going to be talking about today are those people who are called at-will employees. At-will employees across the nation are those employees who are not under a contract when you simply just get hired to work someplace. Now, in a lot of situations, you're going to have a policy manual. If you're going to make a complaint to HR, the very first thing you need to do is to pick up that policy manual and read it and figure out, okay, is what's happening to me, does it fall under the things that they say here are not supposed to be done? Is it a violation of the law or is it just a violation of policy? Sometimes workplace bullying, men in the workplace who are not nice to each other, tease each other, things like that, it may not be against the law. It might not be related to their age, their race, their sex, their national origin, their religion, or a disability. It might just be personality. Now, a lot of times those aren't legal claims, but they may be something an HR department can help you resolve. At the same time, anytime you have a claim or you have a concern that relates to your age, your race, your sex, your national origin, your religion, your disability, or sexual harassment, then you may want to involve an outside party such as a lawyer. And the reason is because it goes back to the very first thing I told you. HR is there to protect the company. Once you raise your hand and say, I have a legal claim here, I think my rights under the law have been violated. In those situations, what you're going to find out is that HR will do something of an investigation, but very seldom, if ever, do they say, yes, you were discriminated against. More often than not, they're going to say, well, we'll try and mediate this and work this out. Now, sometimes they'll do that, but sometimes they don't. Sometimes you're the person who gets moved, your shift gets changed, or suddenly you're just not a good employee anymore. You're just not the right fit. Or they put you on a performance improvement plan and they set standards that are subjective. We want you to be better, be more positive, be funnier. Well, those are categories set by somebody else. They're not objective. It's not like you have to meet the same sales goals as everybody else. It comes under the idea that they're finding a way to get rid of you. They're finding reasons to terminate your employment. Because of that, because of my experience doing this, I'm going to tell you something right now. If you have an issue where you think that your rights under the law have been violated, I'm telling you not to trust HR. I'm telling you right now that you need to reach out and get an attorney. Now, it might be our firm or it might be another firm, but I will tell you right now that your rights will only be protected. The person only looking out for you will be the lawyer that you've contacted to represent you, because HR will not be doing that. When it comes down between you and a manager, your own experiences, look at your own experiences, what you've experienced throughout your work history. How often does that work out well for the employee versus management? I think you know how it works out. So once again, if these issues come up, first look at your policy manual and then reach out to a lawyer. Call our office. Our consultations are free. We'll talk to you. We'll determine if you have anything. Also, we can help you formulate your complaint to HR to make sure that when you do make that complaint, you let them know, hey, this is based on my age. Hey, this is based on my race, or this is based on my ethnic origin. Because what you don't want is you don't want later on to say, well, she never made that complaint, or he never said that. We didn't know about that, when that is exactly the thing you were talking about. So once again, this is Kevin Baldwin at Baldwin & Vernon. And if you need our assistance, please feel free to reach out to us. We'd be happy to help you.